This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Now, you know, think about it. We're faced with questions every day. I know when I get up, it's like, oh, what am I going to wear today? What's the weather like? You know, or sometimes I might be thinking, what am I making for dinner? Once we get to work, when's that meeting? And then you get home, how was your day, dear? Anyway, all these questions, easy peasy ones that we just live through. But when you get into retirement or you start considering retirement, those questions get way more complicated. So that's where I want to go right now, Jeff. What questions might we want to ask as we're getting close to retirement?
Well, you know, the big ones we hear is, you know, when can I retire? And people are like, is it even feasible to retire yet? Have I saved enough money yet? Also, will my money last? Well, basically, that's kind of an interesting question, especially when most people come in without a budget and they come out in without understanding how much money they could lose. And then the one I think that's very important is, will my loved one be okay if something happens to me?
Oh, yeah.
But think about, you know, have I saved enough or when can I retire? Those kind of go together, right? So at what point have I saved enough that now I can retire? There's a couple other things that go into that, which is, you know, when I retire, will I have medical or will I have to pay that expense for medical?
Mm-hmm.
Will I be 65 yet? So meaning, can I go on Medicare? That's a big expense savings right there when you go on Medicare. The other thing is, when I go to retire, what about my spouse? Will my spouse be old enough to get Medicare? Or will we still have that medical expense? Or does my spouse work and now they have medical coverage to work that's paid through their work? There's a ton of questions that we put together the plan for to help you understand. The one thing I get, though, is a lot of people don't look at it as, what rate of return do I really need? Camille was just talking about that. What is a comfortable living for me? And we look at it as different buckets. And one of the buckets should be your income for life that you get for the rest of your life. What is that coming from? And we call it income because that's what we've been doing our whole life, is saving and working for income. But when you retire, you're really saved for a lifestyle. And that's what we look at, is what type of lifestyle do you want to have? And we include bills, but we also include fun stuff like travel and time with family and friends. And the interesting part is, it's really not about the money that you leave. It's really about the memories that you leave.
So true. Yeah, so, so true. If you have a plan for that money, yeah, then you can do all those fun things.
And if you think about your parents and your grandparents and your friends, it's about those wonderful memories that you leave. And it's not only for a lifetime, but it's for a lifetime and beyond.
Mm.
Camille's made it very fortunate for us to give us our first grandchild.
Yes.
And it's so cool just spending time with her and knowing we're creating images and we're creating things at 2 years old, which she'll be in May, that she'll remember her rest of her life. Mm-hmm. And we get to do that, hopefully, for the next, you know, 20 years
yeah,
or more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so she knows them by names, especially the pictures and things like that. And she'll just be like, Papa, Grammy.
Oh, I love so that.
It is impactful.
And that's what people need to understand, is we want to help you create those memories that are going to be beyond your lifetime. And the stories that will be told after you're gone.
Mm.
And it's really about having the confidence in spending your money. You know, one of the things we always say is, have I saved enough? Well, once you've saved enough, you're not saving anymore. Now, can I spend enough to do what I want to do?
Yeah.
So we really look at the different sources of income that you get in retirement. And, you know, it's typical that people have retirement from maybe a pension, or it's typical that they get Social Security. And then you have people that may get rental income and things like that. And it's just really, where is your income coming from and how sustainable is that income? recently we've seen interest rates go way up. I mean, 2 years ago, we were talking about getting interest in a bank at 1% or so. Now they're talking about interest in a bank of 4 or 5%. It really is a matter of time to revisit what you did just a year or two ago. We're sitting with clients and helping them get much better income now than we could have gotten for them just 2 years ago because of the interest rate increases. So it's really about putting that plan together for you. And it's really about understanding what good you want to do in retirement. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. You can tell we are here to help you and help create that retirement that you dream about and that type of retirement that's going to give those lasting memories. Call us now, 916-884-2584. We cannot wait to talk with you.
And we are so happy you joined us today. You're listening to the Monolith Money Show with Jeff and Camille of Monolith Financial Group. And I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We're talking right now just questions about retirement. Of course, big question for a lot of people when they come into you guys probably for the first time is, gosh, you know, when can I retire? Can I retire, you know, this year, this week, this Friday? You know, so how do you help them find that answer? Give us a story.
I'm laughing really hard because we did have one client who had been with us for at least about 3 years at this time. And she had called our office and she says, Jeff, I need to speak to you this week. And he was just like, okay, can you tell me a little bit more about, you know, what you need to talk about? And she goes, I'll explain it, you know, when I get into the office. She came in on a Wednesday and basically she needed to know, can I retire by Friday?
Wait, what?
So that's a true story.
I was kidding.
You were prompted on that one, but you know, that actually did happen. And it was because her contract was changing. She was a nurse and she wanted to know, you know, if I need to retire, you know, by Friday, can I do that? She wasn't sure if the medical portion of her benefits were going to basically stay with the new contract. And so the amazing part about it is we had this plan put together. And so as soon as she said that, we were able to, in our conference room, live on the TV screen, manipulate her Monolith money map and say, okay, you need to retire today. And so we put in that retirement date. We know we changed a few little things as far as when some income was going to be coming into her, because now we're looking at a sooner date to start taking that. And you know what? We told her, yes, you can retire. You can retire on Friday and your plan is going to work for you. But here's the biggest thing is you need to have a plan. And that's why we created the Monolith Money Map, is because not only do we need to help navigate you in and through retirement, but we know there's going to be some bumps in the roads or detours along the way. So we need to have a plan to get you back on track and help make sure that you can arrive to that destination comfortably and confidently. So if you don't have a retirement plan, I'm really going to encourage you that it's a must. You must pick up the phone and dial 916-884-2584. Let's start building your retirement map together.
You can call or you can even text the word if you're a texter and you prefer that. Just text the word visit to that same number, 916-884-2584. Oh, man, I love that story. I bet she was just ecstatic. So to find out, I really can retire this Friday. I want to go back to something you said, Jeff, earlier about living on a budget in retirement and helping them figure out, how do you help them figure out their budget for retirement? They can't spend it all early. You know, you got to make sure.
Well, some people are spending more than they get. So
exactly.
So budget works both ways, but it's not to keep you on budget. It's to just help your spending. And what's really great is when we put it in a plan for you and show you your spending habits, now you look at your accounts and go, wow, well, I'll give you a great example. A couple, 65, I think he was 66, she was 65. And they're like, we've seen our folks, we've seen people around us, and we see how they slow down in their 70s. So we really want to spend about $40,000 a year in travel over the next 8 years. And I said, okay, let's do the simple math on that. What's 8 times 40? It's a little over $300,000. Mm-hmm. Now, where are we going to get that from? And what was interesting is they had rental properties. And they thought, well, we got these rental properties and we really don't need the income we're getting from them. And I said, so you have a house that's paid off. What's it worth? And she said, well, about $400,000. So I said, well, after taxes, you might end up with what, about $300,000 or so? And she goes, you're right. And I said, so now you have that and you don't have to take a lot of risk on it because you got your $300,000. Go spend $40,000 a year. And maybe some years you spend just a little bit more and maybe a little less the next year. And they were like, oh my gosh, no advisor has ever told us to spend money like this before. And that's really what it's about. I look at these accounts that people come to, and one of the biggest ones that you should be spending is your retirement accounts, because that's not good to pass on because it's so taxable. And why don't we do that for you? Why don't we sit down with you and put together a spending plan for the next 5, 10, 15 years so that you can just go have fun, create memories, and enjoy your life? Give us a call, 916-884-2584. Again, 916-884-2584. Let's start building that together. We can't wait to meet you and talk with you.
You know, the word monolith means a solid structure that rises above the rest. And that is Monolith Financial Group. They are here to guide you about retirement planning. And we're talking about making sure our money lasts. We're talking about just questions you might have about retirement. You know, saving money for retirement is one thing, but it is a whole different ball game in making sure that your money lasts. Because the problem is you don't know how long you're going to live in retirement. And, you know, that's the thing. So once we do have the confidence that, okay, I can retire like that gal that you guys helped, how fun, how can we ensure that we don't outlive our savings?
Well, once again, it comes down to having that plan, right? We know where we're getting our income. We know how inflation is going to affect our plan. We even put taxes in there, right? Because that's a big part of people's plan I see often overlooked. Mm. You know, I've sat with a couple before. They were at the time working with another advisor, and we offered, just like we're offering all of you listening, a complimentary visit to sit down and just go, let's just look at your plan. You know, isn't 45 minutes worth your time if somebody could tell you, yep, you're doing everything right, I don't have any changes, you know, a stamp of approval from somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so they took us up on that offer, and they came in with a decent income plan. But one of the biggest things that they were missing in their plan was there was no account for inflation. And then their income, what they were showing was, okay, you're going to be getting just shy of $7,000, and their expenses were about $6,500, but taxes weren't being withheld. Oh. So they actually didn't have enough income coming in that plan.
Uh-oh.
So it's making sure that all these different areas really talk to one another and that we have a thorough plan put together. For some people, it's going to be talking to them about how much, you know, do they really need to make on their monies. We all love to hit those home runs when it comes to investing in the market. That's really exciting. But what a lot of people don't understand is how much could you lose in that case? And how would that affect my retirement? I've sat with some people and it's really been fun to show them, hey, this is what you need to make in retirement. I'm working with a lady right now. She's got enough income currently to cover her expenses. And we call that, you know, being able to sit on your porch. But she wants to travel. She wants to buy a golf cart. You know, mm-hmm. I really honed in and said, you know, what do you want to do in retirement?
And she wants off her porch.
Yeah, she wants to get off that porch. Yeah.
She wants to go have some fun.
I don't want to just sit there and be an onlooker, right? Yeah. I want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And so I was looking at her plan and I said, you've got enough now, but for you to get off your porch and enjoy the rest of your retirement, what is that going to look like? So we're looking at adding some additional sources of income, and I'm going to be talking to her about, you know, this is what we need to achieve as far as your market money, that rate of return. So really it's about, once again, having that plan. And you're going to hear us repeat that over and over again, like a broken record. But without a plan, how do we know where we're going, right? How do we course correct ourselves?
Exactly. Yeah, such a good point. You know, without that compass, you know, without that plan, we don't know where we're going. If we do end up living a long time in retirement, which would be a great thing, but then we kind of might run the risk of, maybe running out of money. So talk about that risk and others that we're exposed to if we live a long time.
Actually, Luann, as I get older and live longer, the risk is not so much running out of money, it's health.
Health and healthcare.
I'll turn 67 this year, and I've got a lot of friends that are 10 years older, 5 years older, and I am really seeing that as one of the biggest issues out there.
Aww.
Is as you get older, they're giving us better parts,
right?
But you still got to go get the new parts put in.
True.
And there's a lot of downtime there. And one of the funniest things, I shouldn't say funny, but one of the most interesting things I see is this whole new pickleball. And I was talking to someone just the other day, and he goes, you know, the problem is we play these games and we do these things and we think we're still 40.
I know.
And so we're thinking not. We can go out, you know, and play tennis or golf and,
yes.
or, you know, water ski or snow ski or whatever. And I say, well, you know, snow skiing, I did a lot of snow skiing in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And now I ski bumps and I go to turn. My mind says turn and three bumps later, my body is turning. So it's kind of like it really, the biggest risk I see is that you're slowing down.
Oh, yeah.
And so I see that as a real challenge. I think it's more about, like I said earlier in the program, building those memories, enjoying those memories, and going out and doing those things that you can do while you're young enough to do them. Mm. You know, Rochelle and I have put money into an account, and it's going to be our account we're going to spend over the next 7 years.
Okay.
And we're just going to take it, divide it by seven, and say, let's go have as much fun as we can on this for the next 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that idea of incorporating that with clients. Like I said earlier, the couple that wanted to spend $40,000 a year. And so they sold a rental property and are using that money to go have fun.
Because,
you know, the kids don't want the property.
No.
They think it's more of a headache.
Sure.
And they don't know all the headaches that you've gone through with that rental property, just getting it to where it is. You know, they like the idea it's worth so much, but enjoy life. Go have fun. It's really about you and creating those great memories.
Yeah, great stuff there. And I love that you've created a fun fund that you and Rochelle are going to spend in the next 7 years. That's so cool. That's how we have to look at it. But like you mentioned, the whole healthcare thing, it's expensive and it's only going to keep going up. What is it? It's worse than inflation, right? Healthcare costs go up higher than just regular inflation. Camille, what are some ways then that you guys help clients plan for long-term care?
Yeah. So number one, we're going to be talking about it. I see so many times where I ask the question, you know, what are your plans for long-term care? And I typically get the answer of, I don't know, I don't have it. I'll figure it out when I get there, or my kids. I've shared stories in the past on the radio, how I was talking to a couple and they said, my kids are going to help us, but they live on the opposite side of the coast and they're never planning to move back. And so just bringing up those conversations can really help us look at where does long-term care need to fit into your plan. Some people, I put in all their numbers and I go, great, you're self-insured. But what if you're not? How else can you get long-term care? Well, you can get it the traditional way. That tends to be very expensive. Or there are some products out there that can have these long-term care benefits as part of that product. For example, a lot of times, especially with single people, we look at, let's have this income plan and maybe you're getting, let's say, $15,000 a year from this income. But if you need long-term care, they're going to double it for $30,000 for you. And that's just part of the product. So there's lots of different ways to get it. And not all of them do you have to initially qualify via those health screenings like typical life insurance. Mm-hmm. So if long-term care is something you want more information about it, we will deep dive into that and figure out how do you prepare for long-term care as part of your Monolith Money Map puzzle piece.
All right, that phone number, 916-884-2584. Give them a call. Get scheduled on that calendar. You can text the word visit if you'd like to do that and just have a 15-minute phone conversation. 916-888-2584. Another big question that people have, and you know, Jeff mentioned it at the top of our show, will my loved ones be okay if something happens to me? So please talk about some ways that you guys help clients prepare for the scenario of when there's only one person left behind.
Well, and Luann, that's one of the most touching things that we are able to do for people is sit and have that conversation when they're both still here, then put them in an idea that they're going to be okay if something were to happen to one another. It reminds me, it was about probably 10 years ago when we get the call and she said, and I'll just say John, because it's not his name, but John passed away. And she said, can I come in and see you? Mm. And we said, oh, most definitely. And so when she came in, she sat down and we shared tissues and cries. But, you know, the biggest thing she said was, you know, the nicest thing I knew for the last 8 years being with you is John said I was going to be okay. And now after sitting here with you and talking with you, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to grieve and it's going to be very challenging without him. But I know that with you and John and myself, the whole team has put together a plan that we are going to be okay. And that's what it's about, is understanding if something happens to one of you, because life changes. You go into a different tax bracket. You're now filing single. You may lose a Social Security. You may lose a pension. You know, there's a lot of things that can happen. You may have gone through incredible healthcare costs to get there and gone through money that way. So again, what do we say at Monolith? Go out there and make those memories now. Go out and enjoy life now, knowing that you're never going to run out of money, that you've got a plan put together, and you can go spend money and enjoy life and create memories with friends, family, grandchildren, all that stuff. So give us a call, 916-884-2584. Again, 916-884-2584. Let's start planning your future.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated.